The mutual fund annual report assignment. Very important. Why? Because as prudent long-term investors, we need to familiarize ourselves with our potential investments. And as we've said before, and we'll say again, mutual funds are so very important because chances are you're going to be investing with them, using them in your 401k, 403b, or other employer-sponsored plan. And your friends and family and coworkers are going to be dependent upon you. So let's read along with the mutual fund annual report assignment. Along with the prospectus, one of the most important documents for potential mutual fund investors is the mutual fund annual report. Some are very sparse, others are rich in information. Some are easy to read, and many are difficult to penetrate. The ones that are difficult to penetrate tend to be the ones that haven't done that well. They're trying their best not to tell you how well they've done or haven't done. So each student will closely examine two mutual fund annual reports. Now, there are thousands of these things, folks, so it's sometimes hard to narrow your list down, but there are links to six different companies on the class website and in Canvas. But don't limit yourself. There are dozens and dozens of mutual fund families, thousands of mutual funds. Now, read the annual report carefully. You can stop when the stuff starts to get boring and overwhelming, such as pages and pages of accounting data and the like. But do your best to answer the following questions. It's in there, and some of it you can find on Morningstar, MarketWatch, Finance.Google, Yahoo.Google, or go to the library. You've heard of libraries, right? You've maybe even been to one. Morningstar, Lipper, and find as many of the answers as you can. Now, they're there. I've found them. And sometimes you say, what am I actually looking for? Sometimes it's a little tricky. People ask about the objective of the growth. Well, that's in the annual report and the prospectus. So feel free to take a look at the prospectus too, but that's a little scarier. But it's good to learn. It's good to take a look at. Then the benchmark index is the one that people sometimes have the hardest trouble with. And realize that we don't really know all the benchmarks that we need to know until next chapter, so it's a little tricky. But they'll tell you. They'll tell you that this is a global growth and income fund, stock fund, or a domestic a bond fund for corporate bonds. And then they will usually have a mountain chart that will show their performance compared to the benchmark, maybe two or three benchmarks. So you can find it. Then go to Morningstar. How many stars does Morningstar give it? Their style map. What's the performance, also known as the returns, for 5 years, 10 years. And then they often will compare it against the category and then another benchmark. So check out Morningstar, check out the annual report, check out MarketWatch. Now the risk is a little trickier. They have various measures for that. The alpha, the beta, the R squared, the trainer and Sharpe ratios. But the one that's used the most is the standard deviation. And so you should be able to find that for 5 years and 10 years. The turnover is usually in Morningstar, and I think it's in MarketWatch too, and then should be in the annual report. And so that should be pretty easy to find. Now, the capture ratio. This is one of my favorite ratios, in my humble opinion, because it shows you how well they do when the market's going up, and it shows you how well they do when the market's going down. And it turns out some of the best mutual funds over decades have held up well when the market goes down. Right. So that's a very important statistic, in my humble opinion. Now, the last one, the top three holdings, that's pretty easy to find. Usually there's top 10 holdings, they'll tell you, and they'll tell you what the percentage is of. And some of them you find are more than 5%. Now, how could it be more than 5%? Do you remember that part of the law, the Investment Company Act of 1940, says that no mutual fund can put more than 5% of their assets into any one investment? Well, if a company does well and all of a sudden balloons, you know, the stock skyrockets, then but just by the fact that the company did well and the stock price went up, the one company might comprise more than 5% of a mutual fund's assets. Now, they don't have to sell. They're not required to sell to bring it down to 5%, but they're not allowed to buy anymore. But they can hold more than 5%, assuming they bought it under, you know, they did what they were supposed to do and buy it when it was under 5%. So don't be surprised if you see that. Okay? Now, again, as we said in Chapter 1, don't worry about the answers so much as the process and the nosing about and the running into a brick wall and then backing up and trying some other way. Because this is what, in my humble opinion, prudent long-term investors need to do to make good long-term choices. Because that's the cool thing about mutual funds, folks. Once you've made your choice and you've made a good one, stick with it. And as we'll see in the presentation, many people don't, and they wind up doing a whole lot worse than the mutual funds they invest in. So watch for that in the presentation. Be awesome, dear students. Bring honor and glory to Southwestern College. We are so proud of you.